The conditions in which the Czech Republic's Roma minority lives have not improved in the last decade. In fact, many associations dealing with Roma issues say that their situation in Czech society and relationship with Czechs is in a gradual downward spiral. Unemployment among the Roma is said to be at more than 80%. High debt is rampant, and this has fostered social exclusion and breeding grounds for crime and drug use. And in turn, violent crime against Roma communities has become, if not more prevalent, then more extreme. In this week's Talking Point, we check up on the situation in the South Bohemian town of Český Krumlov, often cited as the best example of Czech-Roma coexistence in the country. It is very true that throughout the communist era, the Czechs and Roma enjoyed good relations, and according to the mayor of Český Krumlov, Luboš Jedlička of the Civic Democratic Party, the town continues to reap the benefits today.
The integration of the Roma community here goes back to the end of the Second World War, when this area was designated for settlement, and among those settlers there were, of course, Roma families. Today this is of benefit to Český Krumlov, because we don't have many Roma families here who came around the time of the revolution. The Roma living here are the fourth generation, and they have completely integrated themselves into the day-to-day lives of the local population in Krumlov.
Český Krumlov has the highest rate of mixed marriages between Czechs and Roma in the country. There are Czech and Roma children walking together in the streets, and the gypsy bar, Cikánská jizba, is a favorite among locals of both ethnicities and tourists alike, a kind of Roma cultural embassy in an ancient side street of this, one of the most beautiful towns in the Czech Republic. But there are cracks beneath the surface of this picture. Tomáš Zunt is the chairman of the local IKOS Citizens Association.
Krumlov je tím známý, že tady to soužití romské menšiny a většinové společnosti.
Krumlov is well known for the relatively problem-free coexistence of the Roma minority and the majority population. Nonetheless, unemployment and problems with housing are getting worse in the Roma community. There is a certain degree of ghettoization occurring, with the Roma moving into a single location. There is, of course, latent discrimination where employment is concerned. Krumlov is starting to have some of the problems of other places, characterized by social exclusion. It is not an ideal situation.
Krumlov trošku blíží, že ten stav není ideální.
In this town of 14,000 people, there are several organizations like IKOS providing social assistance for local Roma in the form of everything from legal counsel to educational opportunities and channeling of EU funding. But for all these options, there seems to be an important ingredient of trust missing, because often the Roma will not take advantage of them. Instead, they rely on themselves and on their community center, run out of the back of an automobile workshop on top of a hill. Kocero is a support base for meeting up, helping the children, and sharing traditional Roma activities. Michaela Nadjova is one of the center's social workers.
They come here because they don't trust the other organizations. They don't trust strangers. When they get information from other organizations, they come here to make sure it's true, because they trust us, because we're here for them. This is their center.
Kocero helps Roma with job hunting. Four employees keep some 150 children busy and caught up with their schoolwork. They work with criminal cases and with drug abuse and gambling. But for all the good work done in Kocero, the negative trends at work in the community are powerful.
Zatím teda to funguje. Funguje to.
It's working for the time being, but the problem is still the social exclusion that the Roma get into. They were never separated from society or excluded before, but in more recent times they're bad payers, and they end up living all together in one place, and in that place there is then a lot of crime and drugs.
And another factor that adds to increasing Roma isolation is the migration of other Roma from more distant communities that have no bond to the local Czech population. Mayor Jedlička says he differentiates between Roma, who play a positive role in the community, and gypsies, who he says often come to prey upon the town's tremendous numbers of summer tourists, and he counts on the Roma to deal with the gypsies.
Sometimes community leaders contact me and I always tell them the same thing. If you didn't have a Roma community before and gypsies have moved in, then you have to help yourselves. If there are already some Roma families in your area, try to communicate with them and discuss how to resolve the situation. That's the only model for getting along with that community. Repression or anything like it really does not help anything.
Represe nebo cokoliv jiného doopravdy tady nepomáhá.
For all the bleakness of this situation, Český Krumlov is still one of the best places in the country for Czech-Roma relations. What people often cite as a decisive step in keeping the situation on track after communism is the municipal maintenance company Dunka, through which the Roma community was charged with keeping the city's historic district clean after the revolution. Desiderius Dunka runs the company and is one of the leaders of the Roma community.
Back then, our people didn't even know what the revolution was. They're only starting to find out now. During communism, they had everything taken care of for them. They had work and the money to buy what they wanted. If the situation is better in Krumlov than elsewhere, it's thanks to the post-revolution mayor, Vandruš. When they were looking for a company to clean the city, he said, "No, we want a Roma company," because he knew the Roma would eventually lose their jobs in the factories.
The Dunka company is an inspiration for how practical cooperation between the city and the community can work, but it alone is not nearly enough. Stefan Milo is also a member of the Roma community.
I saw this coming and said, when the Roma start losing their jobs, it's going to get bad. They're going to become a burden on the majority, and that is how the majority now sees us. Judging whether they're right to see us that way is complicated. When I look at it from their perspective and see 90% of Roma unemployed and living off our taxes, I don't like it either. But we have to find the cause of this. We can't expect a helping hand from the Czech community, but if we don't solve the problem, then it's a ticking time bomb. The Roma may not be attacking and murdering each other now, but in this situation, that's only a matter of time.
In this most vicious of circles, unemployment leads to social exclusion, and the socially excluded are undesirable employees.
Today's young Roma have never worked in their lives. They live in an isolated society now. They're not in contact with the majority community, so that community can't have any influence on them. It can't guide them or advise them or say, this is good, this is bad, the way it used to be. That's gone now, unfortunately.
Integration is the starting point from which most of the organizations in Český Krumlov are trying to confront the cycle of unemployment and social exclusion. And the lucky thing about the situation here is that integration means simply getting back to the way things used to be. Michaela Nadjová again.
People here in Český Krumlov were always able to accept the Roma, and that feeling is still here. They accept them as normal people. Their culture doesn't suffer here. I've spent my whole life here, growing up next door to the Roma and seeing their customs and traditions, and I like them very much and respect them. I think that's the way most people here are.
A poll recently showed that 76% of Czechs would rather not have a Roma family living in their neighborhood. One of the main things that the experience of Český Krumlov suggests is that overcoming that attitude is a powerful step in improving Czech-Roma relations overall.